Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Matilda Jungwa from the Sunrise Foundation. Good morning, Matilda.
Good morning, John. How are you today?
I'm very good, and it's great to talk to you. And thank you very much for taking the call.
My pleasure.
Now, we're going to talk about three fundraisers that are coming up for the Sunrise Foundation. But would you just explain to the listeners what the Sunrise Foundation is all about?
Okay. Sunrise Foundation is a registered non-for-profit making organization, which aim is to create awareness about diabetes and support people with diabetes in Ireland and Africa. We have other things we do, like every woman's chat group that is held every Thursday, and it's basically for migrant women to learn other cultures and to practice conversational English. We also work with young people in building their confidence as well. And we do this through different type of projects like fashion show, confidence building session, and just a sit and chat session, getting to know each other more.
Your aim is to facilitate integration and full participation of newcomers into the community.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that is more of my experience, myself being an immigrant in Ireland. When I came to Ireland, it was a bit of a difficult one. I know I'm a go-get person, but sometimes it could be very difficult if you don't know where to go, where to get what, and where to know about your right and entitlement in Ireland. And I was only helped by the church that I'm very much into and very active into. So if you are not that kind of a person who like go and get it or who likes community group, it will be very difficult for you to know what you are entitled to have, what you want to do, or where to get what. So with that, I decided to brave this by bringing other people I see. They don't know that. So one of the things we do is more of information providing to newcomers into the community. When I talk of newcomers, it's not just the African or the migrant community. We have European newcomers in Ireland who are always stranded as well, not knowing where to go to know about their rights and entitlement in the country. So that's one of the things we do. And we also help newcomers with filling form, especially those from countries whereby they don't speak English. So we try to read, interpret, because we also have different people from different nationals who volunteer in the group and help those from other countries who cannot read or write with those things.
Yes, I'd say that's very, very difficult. I do slots with Citizens Information. They're in the same building as us, and they're a great help to people for filling out forms and all that. But it must be very, very hard for somebody who doesn't actually speak English. Would you have would you have people who speak different languages that you can contact?
Well, at the moment, when we have we have volunteers who are French speakers. So if you come from a French country and you don't know what to do, like filling a form, because it's all in English, if you don't want to go to the citizen information to get advice, because sometimes people are not comfortable to go out there and express themselves knowing the difficulties. So they better come to us. And sometimes it's just because they're coming from the same background with us. So it makes it easier for them to relate with us. We have all these type of people. We have, if you want anyone to interpret in Punjabi, Indian, we have someone from Pakistan who is very good in that on our team. We also have a Polish girl who helped the Polish. We have a Croatian girl who helps the Croatian coming into our organization. Then you have me, who is a trained information and a social advocate, to give some of those information, because it's something I've studied here in Ireland myself.
And how long ago did you start this up, Matilda?
It started in 2014.
2014, and have you spread, getting bigger each year, I take it?
Yeah, we are, because at the moment we started, we were just very few of us, like about six of us, and we have about 30 members, volunteers now with us. So though some of them are not very regular, but they come in once, you know, like because we cannot afford, we don't have the right resources to take care of some of their transport fare to carry on some of the activities like mentoring. Like you have to take some of the people to those areas, like take them to social welfare office or things like that. We really don't have that money so to give people to go to that extent. So but we manage with the little we have. So in that case, we cannot keep some of those services because we don't have those resources. We are still struggling to see if the more we are recognized, the more we could get money coming in to support these people.
Now, when people come into this country and they're in a position that they need the help of the Sunrise Foundation, are they aware of the Sunrise Foundation? Are you well advertised?
We are in Finglas, Dublin 11, and most of our session, like the chip chat and all those seminars, we do have them at the Jurys Inn Hotel.
I'm reading here your objectives to relieve hardship, poverty and sickness among newcomers.
Yeah.
Is that for newcomers coming into the country who would be suffering from hardship and poverty and sickness?
Yes, so in this case, we liaise them to other organisations that they are capable or they have those resources to give them. So what we do, we don't really like provide some of those resources. We just liaise them to organisations that they will be of help. Like if they are having any medical condition, our main objective, main aim is campaign on diabetes because on our team, about 7 of us have parents or have family members who have died from diabetes, and that is why we're doing this campaign on diabetes. But with all other illnesses, we liaise with other organizations to serve them, especially some of our members who are stressed and depressed because of the environment. Like they are new to the environment. It's quite difficult. It's not like their comfort zone. You liaise them to professionals who can help them in that. And we've also met people that who have gone through certain traumas that we've actually sent them to rape crisis as well.
Right, now you mentioned your volunteers, and most organisations I talk, there's a lot of volunteers involved, and I've great admiration for people who volunteer their time. Would your volunteers have to undergo training, you know, if they have to counsel somebody, or is there training involved for the volunteers?
As at now, we don't do, we only liaise them with proper trained counselors, because with counseling, if you are not trained to do that, you will not do that. The only counseling I would do in the organization will be domestic violence, because I'm trained on that as well. So I wouldn't give anything outside that spec. But if somebody comes with something different, I will liaise them to other people that we already have those database in our system, whereby we can send them to those professionals who will give them professional service rather than giving them haphazard information. No, that would not happen to Sunrise Foundation. We send to where they will get professional and well-equipped information.
So you have contacts, and you can refer people to these contacts. And would you accompany the people to?
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah.
It sounds very good, and I'm sorry to say I never heard of the Sunrise Foundation, and it sounds like a great organisation. Now you mentioned funding, and I know that there is 3 fundraisers coming up, and I'm a bit confused. Are these all happening on the same day at the same time in different?
Well, when you talk of 3 fundraiser, it's not 3 fundraiser. I would say it's just 3 events on one night.
Yeah.
Because it is an international runway and recognition award for beauty queens, kings and pageant directors who have actually contributed in one way or the other. What I mean here is those who have fundraised for other charity organizations or those who have given their time to other charities organizations, they are the people we are recognizing in this event. Then we have the Mr. and Miss Valentine, which is a yearly event. This is the second time we are doing it. When we did Mr. and Miss Valentine last year, the aim was to fundraise for other charity organizations. Last year, Diabetes Island was our chosen charity, and we gave Diabetes Island €1,000. This year, the proceeds of this event will be going to a Sunrise Foundation diabetes project in Africa.
Okay, that's excellent stuff. Do you want to, you mentioned Mr. and Mrs. Valentine, 2016. Where's that happening?
It's going to be at the Gresham Hotel on the 6th of February. It starts from 5 p.m. prompt.
Yeah, that's a very well-known hotel in Dublin's O'Connell Street.
Dublin, yeah, Upper O'Connell Street.
Yeah, and that's happening, yeah, in the, that's the Mr. and Mrs. Valentine is happening in there, is it?
It's happening in the, on, and it will be running side by side by the Runway Recognition Award for the Beauty Queens. We have a consultant who is also a professor who will be there on the night to talk about diabetes and how to prevent them.
Yes, diabetes is I think we all know people who suffer with diabetes, and it's very, very common, and it can lead to major difficulties if it's not treated and it's not managed properly.
Yes, exactly. We just, a few of us on the team came back from Nigeria 2 weeks ago on this diabetes project, whereby we went to 4 villages in Nigeria and we visited 2 hospitals, and some of the diabetics, we visited them at home just to see how they live, how they manage, and to create awareness. And the purpose of this event is to fundraise towards our diabetes project in Africa. In April, 4 Irish doctors will be going to Nigeria precisely with some of the team members on 1 week awareness and free screening project in Nigeria.
Would you be talking about remote regions in Nigeria that the Irish doctors are going to visit?
Yes, very remote areas.
And they're going to educate, more or less?
Yeah, it's more of awareness and education, because when we were there in December, we realized that what is lacking firstly is the awareness, because people don't even believe that it's happened. Some people still have that myth that those things are being caused by witchcraft. Meanwhile, they are real. So the more information you give these people, the better for them, because they will believe it, get to know how to prevent it. I come from a diabetic family myself. My mom is diabetic for 25 years, and at this stage, none of us is diabetic, because we are aware of this. We know what to take. We know that exercise is very important, and we try to prevent it. We don't want it to happen before we start thinking about how to treat it. We want to prevent it rather than having it.
Yeah, so
the knowledge needs to be out there more.
Yeah, there is an old saying, prevention is better than cure.
Yeah, and prevention, that is a strong motto we have in our Sunrise Foundation. Prevention is better than cure.
At these remote regions you're talking about, Matilda, would the medication be available there for people who are actually suffering from diabetes, as in insulin?
The medication are there, but the thing is, it's hard for them to get it, because like when we went to Nigeria or Africa generally, they don't have social welfare system whereby the people get some medical card to get some certain medication for free, unlike it will happen here. In Nigeria, the poor cannot even afford food, left alone the medication for diabetes. We met certain families that they could not feed themselves, rather than even getting the medication was an issue, and those are the people we give them our support. So we met a situation that was really in a critical situation, but they had no money to go to the hospital. Thanks to our collaboration with St. Joseph Hospital in Djibouti, we now send this patient to the hospital and we carry out we clear the bills.
It's great work you're doing, Matilda. Now, if people in Ireland here are listening and they want to get in touch with the Sunrise Foundation, how do they go about doing that, Matilda?
Okay, they can do that through email, which is info@sunrisefoundation.ie, or they can do that through contact number, which is, you contact Matilda, which is 083-16-44-110. Or you can contact Sunrise Foundation via Facebook, and we can send you the bank details if you want to give any of your support.
Right, Matilda, is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, I would really like to appreciate the people who have supported us in the past, like Tesco, Nando's, the Benevital health product, aloe vera, Abon, and a lot of the volunteers, because just giving their time for free, it means the world to us. If these people are not there, these services wouldn't be able to, or we can't pass our message across to people. And to people like you, John, putting on the media, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, Matilda. And these 3 events are happening this Saturday, is it?
Yes, this Saturday.
And they all start at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and I would like to invite the whole public to come and support our great cause.
And it is a great cause, and thank you very much for taking the call, Matilda.
Thank you so much, John. Have a lovely day.
And you too.
Your alternative across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.